You're listening to
English for Everyone
with me, George Ellis,
and me, Ben Standish,
here on EU Radio Nantes
101.3 FM,
playing you the best music from Europe and beyond,
live on air weekdays in the morning between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.
and in the afternoons between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Welcome back, everybody. This is English for Everyone. Here for my second show today. Everyone loves that jingle, don't they? Everyone loves hearing a little bit of The Clash. I've got Yalta Club here with me, sat around this table here today to talk about the new album Hybris. Is that how you pronounce it? Do you want to pronounce it for me?
Yeah, you can pronounce it this way if you want.
I can pronounce it however I want. Awesome. So we're going to be talking about that because they're playing at the Le Ferrier, tonight, which is very exciting. Might try and go along myself if I can. So thank you very much for coming, guys. We're going to sort of listen to your music. We've got the CD ready. We've got Stefan over there who's ready with the CD. We're going to hear a few tracks, talk around them. And that's pretty much it. But let's just start off, introduce everyone to the sort of theme style. And we're going to hear of Mice and Gods, Stefan, if you want to take that away.
Dressed up like angels, oh, for ages and ages, when facing the stranger before.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Hello!
So, sorry, I forgot to say last time, would you like to say hello, everybody? Yalta Club.
Hi, this is Yalta Club.
There we go. So we just heard Mice and Gods, the first track that we're going to play from the CD today, and they're all here to chat with me, and it's very exciting. This is the first time we've done this. It was going to be a session, but we changed it into more of like a daytime television or daytime radio or chat thing. We've just talked about Brexit, but we might get onto that later. Last time you guys were here, you were chatting about the EP Meet Us with Beth, which is just under a year ago now. And apart from the album, which has just been released, what has changed with Yalta Club in that time?
Apart from the album, okay, so many, many things have changed actually in the past year. We've been on tour. We've just came back from 3 weeks of tour in Germany, Austria and Switzerland. We released Hybris, our second album. Other than that, what changed? We signed a label contract with a Swiss label.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was the Brexit, as you said,
yeah.
since last time, so we don't really know what...
Rest in peace.
Yeah, you know. And what else? What changed? Oh, yeah, Trump babies. Got elected.
So, you changed, Karina.
I changed. Yeah, we all changed.
Yeah. We were talking about history repeating itself and the fact that this, what's happening with us now and what happened with you last time is so similar. Maybe all this shit that's happened in the world is somehow your fault. because of this weird time loop that you've created, it's just made the world go down in some crazy, terrible spiral. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if that was the case?
We just created a website, blameyaltaclub.com, if you want to insult us or blame us for all the word shit you can do.
And we may play in Nantes, in Le Ferrier, and come to EU Radio Nantes in like 8 months. So you can imagine what's going to happen in the next 8 months. It's going to be terrible. So
yeah.
We really apologize. We're really sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Especially you, Karina. I mean, it's terrible.
Especially I.
You German people.
We've just sort of written a George Orwell novel then, inadvertently talking about it. Have you got any wacky anecdotes from that time period? Anything that's cool has happened to all of you?
Oh,
perhaps.
Oh wow, what happened to all of us?
At the same time, you mean? It's gonna be a little dirty. I don't know.
Nothing stand out.
Nothing. We're very serious people, so
We just got drunk all over Europe. That's why maybe we are invited here because we are several party people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's talk about the video of the song that we just heard. Then onto a slightly more serious topic than anecdotes. What's going on then? So it's two guys dressed in what you might describe as tribal. Tribal gear, beating the shit out of each other. So, do you want to talk about how that? And it's in 4K, if I'm correct. It was filmed in 4K.
Yes.
So you guys are moving with the with the with the times.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that way.
We may do that 8K next time. Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about the video and kind of what the story behind it is and that kind of thing?
The video has been like done by Akatra, which is a really great graphic studio. They work with us for quite a long time now. And yeah, it's very beautiful and violent video at the same time. And it's people can imagine whatever they want around what it means. But it was just a matter of explaining, in a way, the violence of the society we live in. And they can be seen as well as like power of spirits of the nature, those two people fighting each other.
Yeah.
So it's in a way as well to say that maybe nature is going to take back what belongs to her, in a way.
It will. I'm sure it will. People often say that we're, like, with the way we're treating the world, that we're going to destroy the world. The only things that we're going to destroy are ourselves. The world will be fine. Nature will take over again one day. So there you go, listeners.
Yeah, super happy afternoon to all of you. Come on. But so, the concert is going to be fun tonight. Yeah. Just come on.
Come along. Yeah.
One last party together.
So let's talk about the actual album. It's amazing. It's got a really cool cover that we're going to talk about later. I want to talk about more about colors and themes and paint. Just describe us a little bit the album. How would you describe or sell the album to people if you had to?
Well, it's an album that we wrote during a really long time, so we really took our time to choose the songs that we wanted to have on it. So we wrote approximately like 60 or 70 demo tapes before we chose these 11 songs that are on the album. And we chose them because all of these songs represent different emotions for us. So we are really in between emotions like what is going on with the world, you know, like really this emotion there, to the emotion of feeling a little bit paralyzed or not knowing what to do and what to answer to all what has been happening in the past years.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be the more optimistic or more hopeful approach to what we can change. So that would be the emotions or the feelings that we had while composing the album. And we hope that these feelings are also transferred or transmitted to the listeners.
Cool.
And but music wise, maybe someone else can.
Yeah, and at the same time, I think there's a link to all of that music wise that we wanted. Like, I think the production of the album is really modern, kind of electropop, electro rock, if we want to say a wide range of style. But at the same time, there are a lot of very natural and organic sounds and samples from music from everywhere and instruments from everywhere. And it's really something we wanted to do, not saying like it's a testimonial of the world we live in, but musically we are really influenced by music from all over the world, but we wanted to absorb it and make it our own in a way. So that's as well part of the message. Like,
cool. Very much a complete circle then. That's really cool. Shall we hear another one?
Before we
come back and talk some more?
Yes, please. Of course.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to hear the second track. I can just see Stefan's head. But yeah, if you want to play Stars for us, please. Thank you, guys. You played that so well. It sounded like it had just come off the CD. It was very, very impressive. I've got Yalta. Sorry, this is Inks for Everyone, by the way. I've got Yalta Club in the studio with me, sat around the table. We're having a chat. In that little intermission, we were talking about portable vinyl players.
Yes.
Before that music, we were talking about the album. And I just wanted to ask, as a little final point on that, are you guys happy with the album?
Very proud of the album. Yeah,
very happy with the result. I've read some really good reviews on a site that I didn't keep the name of, but there was a really good review of the album somewhere on the website.
There was one.
I had to search for a couple of hours to find it. No, it's a really good review. You must be very proud of it. It's awesome. Let's go thematic in this section. A little bit more thematic. You guys have sort of concreted yourself a really cool visual thing. So, for example, I haven't got it with me, but the Le Pochette, what's that in English?
Cover.
The album cover. And many of your photos and album covers as well, and even the videos as well, have like a sort of dark green brown background, and then like just loads of paint or powder or something, or that's kind of like a visual thing that you've got going for you. What is that? What is it? Where does it come from?
It's all the A4, Nico told them.
It's all that. It's all from them.
The artwork from the EP, from the album, the video clip from Exile or Of Mice and Gods. It's all them. They did everything around artworks and visual.
Yeah.
For this album and EP and so on, and we are really really happy with what they've done. They are brilliant guys.
When we discuss with them, because they do, of course, they have their own style, and that's why we decided to work with them, and they accepted to work with us because normally they are really expensive and they made efforts for us. But when we discussed, we really wanted with them to keep something rough in the way of doing it. So of course, I mean, if people go and see the videos and the covers, everything is very very nicely lighted and everything, but there is a very rough touch in the way of doing, and that was something we wanted to keep because we have the feeling it's the same with our music in a way. It's very produced, but you have very tough and organic sounds everywhere. Yeah. So that was the idea. Backside.
Okay, cool. What's it like being painted in gold, all of you?
It was a lot of fun.
It's cold and sticky.
You cannot move like for 6 hours. We couldn't move. We were just like this, like statues.
Yeah, that looks, looks
sitting around.
It's great.
Very cool.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. And I'd like to talk about mythology as well. Okay. Can you explain the mythological aspect behind this album and your music in general?
Yeah, it started with Midas, the EP before the album, and we talked about the story of Midas, the king, which had the power to turn everything into gold.
Okay.
And his power became his curse because he started to transform everything around him into gold too, his food, his all the people he loved. So at the end, Midas asked not to have this power anymore, because he realizes he's gone too far. And we saw in this Midas story a good metaphor of the world we live in.
Yeah.
A world where we always want more, and in the end it may be our curse too. So we saw a very cool parallel between the current world and the mythological world.
Capitalism.
Yeah. The world is sad. Oh.
Yeah, capitalism. I wonder if that'll be looked back on as some awful Greek-style tragedy. capitalism in itself in a few thousand years. So let's just talk about the last song that you're going to play, or so we're going to play on CD, Exile. You mentioned that it was written about the horrendous situation of the refugee crisis going on.
Yes, exactly. So we are all really touched by what is happening in the past years, and so we talked a lot about it, because I personally am engaged with, for example, SOS Mediterranee, which is an organization, an European civil society organization that is rescuing refugees in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
And so we talked a lot about these projects, about the people who are coming here in exile, talks about a family that has to flee their home country and that arrives in Europe. And we wrote this song because this is one of the subjects in the past years that really made us really angry and really sad. And because we always thought about the fact that it's only luck wherever you are born, it's only luck.
Exactly.
And so we talked a lot about this feeling, and we needed to put it into a song.
And that the whole point of the album, I guess, it's turning all the hard subjects we talk about into something beautiful, and to get something beautiful out of it.
That's what everyone should be doing, really, rather than just complaining and not putting themselves in the shoes of those people that are struggling in this way. Brexit comes back into conversation again.
Exactly. Oh. Your choice.
Yeah, so you're going to be at Le Ferrier tonight at, what time does it start? 8:30? Is it something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And I was told who was supporting you earlier, but it was replaced recently. Someone changed or something. Who's supporting the gig tonight?
Yeah, it's called Emmerich Meny.
Okay,
cool. He's from Nantes, and it's going to be cool.
Awesome. And format? How can listeners get hold of the album? Vinyl?
Vinyl is coming, yeah. Like in 1 week or something.
Yeah.
It's the pressing is almost finished. CD, of course, here, Spotify, yep. iTunes,
everywhere.
In live,
except in England
tonight.
Except in, yeah, fuck that, yeah. fuck that. Just, yeah. just they don't need it.
We banned actually, like the whole country.
Yeah, I've got to go back there soon. Actually, miserable.
Poor guy.
Let's not talk about that. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Merci.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And the album is amazing, and we're going to be playing it a lot more in the show. I've got myself a CD now, so it's for me.
So, it's for you.
Thank you very much.
It's a gift.
Thank you very much for that. Have a wonderful concert, and I hope to see you there tonight. I hope to come along, get someone to come along. I'm looking at the people over there, but no one's looking at me. If possible, that would be super cool. Thank you very much, guys.
And if someone wants to come with you tonight, you can just call the radio. And
tweet us.
Oh yeah.
Just come along.
Cute girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Just call.
We can make friends. Go along. And that would be sweet. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. We're gonna hit Exile from you now.
English for Everyone, the show that brings you the best of European music and cultural interviews from here in Nantes and all across the continent.